Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Canby Lancers sweep the Wabasso Rabbits tonight. 3-0, 25-12, 25-21, and a close set 3, 25-22. Wabasso ends their season 18 wins and 12 losses, and the Lancers advance. I believe they're going to play Mineota. Mineota defeated YME just now, 3-0, Tuesday in Marshall, and we'll be there for that one. We won't miss that. Well, our Neon Needles Subway player of the game is senior Jaren Hausman. Jaren joins me. Jaren, congratulations.
Thank you.
You worked up a sweat tonight.
I certainly did.
Man, what a great job you do in the back row with the digs and the... Your passing was amazing tonight.
Thank you.
That's where it all starts, right? In
yes.
the back row with you?
Most certainly. Like, every play that we go off of, it just starts with the pass, and if it's not there, it's going to be a wonky play, and
yeah.
sometimes you just have to get to it then.
Do you like being the libero?
I do. It's really fun being...
Have you been doing that all season?
Yes, all season.
You enjoy that then, huh?
Yes.
I don't know. I say this all... There's a couple times finger, she hits the ball so hard, and you throw your body in front of it. How do you do that?
I just kind of react to it. It's almost instinct at this point. Like, I've been doing this a long time, and you just kind of have to go through the motions as fast as the ball does.
Yep. Oh, you're a senior, right?
Yes.
Okay. Talk about your season and the team this year.
We started off a little slow. We had some new players that we've never played with, and so it took us a while to get used to that, and then we finally got our rhythm going, and we've been doing really good lately.
Yeah. I wasn't here for it, but you beat Mineota 3-2, and now she gets a big smile on her face when I say that. Talk about that match. The gym here in Canby must have been electric that night.
Yeah, you couldn't hear anything. It was so loud, and you had to be, like, right up in the other person's face to be able to hear them. It was amazing, and everybody was having such a good time.
Oh, is that the first time you beat Mineota in a long time?
Yeah, I think 16 years or so.
Yeah,
it was...
Riley Norgard, I think, might have been playing then. I did that match in Mineota, I think, when they beat him. So it's a big rival between Canby and Mineota, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's been going a long time, and I don't think it will ever stop.
No, it won't. So it looks like you get to play each other Tuesday. Talk about that.
I'm really excited. I know the team's excited. We're wanting to show up against them again and win for the second time this season. And
yeah,
it's going to be another good game.
All right. Get back to the Wabasso match. Talk about Wabasso. They got some talented players, don't they?
They do. Their libero is amazing. We looked up on her for a lot, and their front row players, their middles are insane. I'm actually personally friends with one of them, and it was cool seeing her on the other side and getting to play against her, and I'm really happy about that. So,
okay. Who's that?
With Carly Fanger.
Oh, Fanger, yep. Okay. Yeah, you can tell her. I thought she hits the ball very hard.
Yes, she does.
You play summer ball with her?
I did for 1 year, and I didn't get to do it last year.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Jaren.
Thank you.
And you get a Neon Needles t-shirt for you. Is yellow your color?
It will be now.
Okay. Well, thank you, and good luck Tuesday in Marshall.
Thank you.
All right, Jaren Hausman. Neon Needles Subway player of the game, and we'll talk with head coach Janae Wright. Janae Wright here of the Canby Lancers, the head coach of the Lancers, Janae Wright.
Woo!
Oh, should we Woo! Celebrate?
Yes, for sure.
Boy, Wabasso's a tough team, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, they always come ready to battle, and I thought they played very scrappy, and their front row was decent tonight, but I think we came... we had a lot of unforced errors on our side. However, we cleaned it up and made the win 3-0.
Talk talk about Jaren Housen here, I named her player of the game.
Yeah.
See, it all starts in the back row. You got to have the pass.
Oh, yeah. You know, we've got, Emily was honored tonight with her 2,000 set of sets. We've got Carly Wallum with 1,000 digs and such, and our team would not get that many accolades without the pass. I mean, and we've talked about that, too. I mean, it's not just one kid. You have to have six, pretty much our 15 on our team. We've got the bench telling what's open, and it just isn't one player. And I think, boy, the role position and the setter position are pretty, you know, there's not a lot of accolades there, but I think they brought it tonight, and they understand what getting the job done and getting that good pass, good set, and good hit.
I thought Grace Hampson played well, too.
She did. Oh, and she's coming along, and wow, we're going to just miss these seniors, man. They're just bringing it, and they know it's go big or go home. And, you know, if there's three more steps to this, and then we want to go really big to the GCA, we call it.
What's that?
Grand Casino Arena. You know,
that's right. It's not the XL.
It's not the XL anymore. It's the GCA.
That's
easier to say. So XL versus GCA. But our goal is still high. One game at a time, though. We're not going to overlook anybody. You know, we got Minnesota this next Tuesday. One advantage they have over our program is they've been there. They've been to the dance before. But you know what? Our girls are hungry, and I think it's just going to be a great match.
I'll be there, front row.
Awesome. Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, a great crowd here in Camby tonight.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Our crowd is just awesome. And we know, you know, we have 8 seniors on our team, actually 9 with our manager, and it's like great support from the Lanser Nation, and I just think we're just lucky to play and have a good match in front of them.
Yeah, that's great. And I got new digs. This is the first time I've been here with the new gym.
Awesome.
It's a new setup up here.
Yeah, we got the weight room up here. We've got people, like, radio area. Yep. We've got some concessions area.
You know what I like about this?
What's that?
The bathroom's right there.
Hey, that's handy. Convenient. That's what you do, man.
I don't have to run downstairs and run a half a mile.
You won't miss any action. Nope, the bathroom, that we want to service you guys, for sure. And our auxiliary gym, that's new. Everybody should go take a peek to that. It is awesome.
First class. I'm just happy.
That's very awesome.
Yep. All right, Janae, thanks for taking time with us.
Thanks for reporting. Awesome.
Yep,
thank you.
And we'll see you Tuesday.
You bet. See ya.
Head coach Janae Wright of the Camby Lancers. They sweep Wabasso tonight. 3 sets to 1. 25-12, 25-21, 25-22. Hey, let's do the Wow Auto Wash play of the game. And I'm going with Jaren Housman again. She did 2 digs back-to-back in set 2. I wrote it down in my notes here. She just was amazing with her digs. Not only her digs, but her passing, as Coach Wright had mentioned. So that's our Wow Auto Wash play of the game. Thanks to Brent Mosing there in Dawson for sponsoring the play of the game, each game we do. And let's go through some other scores here quick. It looks like they're all finals. Minnesota swept YME tonight. Central Minnesota Christian ended Lakeview season night 3 sets to 1. And McCray's leading RCW 2 sets to 1 right now. That's not final yet. And that's what's happening there. In the south half of Section 3A, RTR 3, Red Rock Central, nothing. Heron Lake Okabena folded, leading Murray County Central 2 sets to 1. Westbrook Walnut Grove leading TMB 2 sets to 1. And Adrian Ellsworth swept Hills Beaver Creek 3-0. So Tuesday now, everything moves to SMSU and Marshall. The 5:30 game is going to be Minnesota and Camby, and what a match that's going to be, folks. It's going to be a dandy of a match. Can't wait for that. I'll be there 2 hours before match time. 5:30 that starts. Then the second match we'll have for you, Central Minnesota Christian. It looks like they'll play McCray. Yep, McCray just won 3 sets to 1. So that's going to be another dandy. It's a 2 and 3 seeds, the Blue Jays and the Wolverines. So 4 outstanding teams that left. Yep. Seeded 1, 2, 3, and 4 all made the semifinals. And I can't wait for Tuesday in Marshall. All right, our next broadcast actually comes tomorrow afternoon. I'll be in Dawson at RB Clay Field. Section 4A football, Lakeview, taking on the Blackjacks. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff. Dwayne Hastett will be with me in the booth, and it looks like a nice Saturday afternoon for high school football tomorrow. And that'll wrap things up here. I want to thank UFP Minnesota for being our premier sponsor and all our sponsors here on Q92 for Section Sports. appreciate them. Thanks for listening online and on 92.1 FM. And Phil back at the studio for running the board. With that, Camby wins it over Wabasso, 3-0 tonight. See you tomorrow afternoon from Dawson.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Cass Plumbing and Heating, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Appleton Area Health, Independent Oil Company, Woodstock Telephone Company, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Kluber Law Office, Dawson Truck Parts, Cookett Plumbing and Heating, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Prairie Sun Bank, Strand Agency, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Hilltown Bar and Grill, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Olson Dray Service, Gruwell Electric, Heather Nursery, Sather Building Supplies, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, United Prairie Bank, Lean Lumber, First Security Bank in Canby, KB's Bar and Grill, Ryan Smith Seeds, Lackmarle Co-op Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Edward Jones & Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Ag Processing Incorporated, Myers Electric and Infrared, Madison Bottling Company, Culligan, CCM Health, Montevideo, Shibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Lackmarle Corn and Soybean Growers, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Miller Services Incorporated, Canby Co-op Credit Union, The Dryer Doctors, Celtic Insurance Services, Prinz Bank, Klein Insurance, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Cargill, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Tufty Auto and Sales, Jenny O Turkey Store, Pete's Electric Motor, Gisselson's Hardware, Doug Service and Marine. Section Sports brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, Chris Wodzinski for House, State Bank of Taunton, NB Golf Cars, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Farmers Union Oil Company, House of Spirits Appleton, Countryside Auto, Tron Tassel Seeds, Haas Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, Minneota Building Center, Appleton Dental Clinic, Dawson Dairy Queen, American Surplus, Shadowland Trucking, Canby Meat Center, Kennett's Chiropractic Center. Section Sports brought to you by B&B Electrical Contractors, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Fixin' Chiropractic, Wolfslager Concrete, Canby Farmers Grain, City Hall Bar and Grill, Pierce and Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union, Warren Trigestad, Ag Plus Cooperative, Southwest Insurance Services, Larson Brothers Concrete, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Citizens Alliance Bank, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Haugen Insurance Agency,